and with a lot of people, especially around the holidays, you feel the energy. Everybody's anxious. They got to get going. I have a time schedule. I got to get all this done. You can feel the anxiety, the anxiousness, and everything of everybody else's energy in the room. It impacts you and your performance of your job. You can't focus on what you need to do when you're trying to manage the energy of others. When you have like a 9/11 moment, the entire planet is looking at it, and the emotional energy of literally everybody on the planet is becoming overwhelming. This pendant is extremely balancing as far as your energy is concerned and how you respond emotionally. This is actually a tool to help get you through life without actually being bombarded by everything else going on around us.
Have you ever felt the rage of another driver near you on the road, even though they're 20 feet away in another lane? Have you ever walked into a room on an emergency call and instantly felt the anxiety and tension? First responders and trauma therapists are compassionate, empathetic people driven to be of service to help others. In these unprecedented times, we're in situations where there's extreme trauma, anger, pain, hostility, or even violence. Responders and trauma therapists help people day in and day out, constantly witnessing people in severe crisis. The public that we're on scene to help, or even our coworkers, can be energy vampires, unconsciously draining or bombarding us with dramatic and traumatic emotions. Compassionate and empathetic people tend to absorb others' emotions like a sponge. Taking on other people's stress and negative energy can lead to a feeling of overwhelm and burnout. Empathy fatigue and compassion fatigue are the negative consequences of repeated exposure to traumatic events, which leave you feeling numb or disconnected, with side effects like difficulty sleeping or constant racing thoughts. Do we end up holding on to the energy and emotions we pick up from other people in our physical body? If so, where do our bodies put that energy, and how can we manage it? What might be the cost of holding on to these toxic emotions on our physical and mental health, on our families, and on our loved ones? Peter Benson has created Tensor Ring energy pendants that are intended to protect your energy field, give you a shielding effect, and promote a sense of calmness. Peter is generously offering responders and trauma therapists a unique tool, his Archangel Michael and Post-Traumatic Stress Healing Pendant. These beautiful Tensor Ring pendants assist in releasing and letting go of toxic emotional energy. We're giving away Peter's energy pendants to 5 first responders or trauma therapists. Watch for the link to enter the giveaway later in the show.
Welcome to Responder Resilience, along with my co-host, Bonnie Rumeli, LCSW, EMT. I'm David Dashinger. In this episode, we'll be speaking with Peter Benson of Energies of Service about being impacted by the toxic effects of negative energy and Peter's Tensor Energy Healing Tools. We're also going to be giving away 5 of Peter's incredible pendants. We'll give you some details on that later in the show. We'd like to invite you to like and subscribe. We're on YouTube, Responder Resilience, Facebook, Responder Wellness Inc., bbsradio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and our website is respondertv.com. We'll be right back to speak with Peter after this.
In this family, more of us die by our own hands than by the hazards of the job. In this family, up to a quarter of 911 dispatchers have symptoms of PTSD. In this family, our mental health and wellness are in crisis while responders are quietly suffering. In this family, many struggle with job-related stress, burnout, trauma, sleep disruption, substance abuse, and marriage problems. In this family, we can help the helpers with vital information and resources, resilience strategies, and success stories of overcoming the obstacles. In this family, no one is alone. Welcome to Responder Resilience with co-hosts retired Lieutenant David Dashinger, Dr. Stacy Raymond, and Bonnie Rumeli, LCSW, EMTB.
Today we're joined by Peter Benson. Peter was a so-called normal mechanic and engineering technician when he experienced a major awakening process that opened up his connection to his higher self and the angelic realm. Peter was guided to create profound tensor technology with palpable healing properties. His research and creations led to him building tensor rings, crystal-infused anklets and pendants, PTSD restoratives, and more. And for a limited time from the premiere of this episode, we're going to be giving away 5 of Peter's amazing pendants to first responders. And we're going to define first responders as firefighters, police officers, EMT paramedics, dispatchers, or trauma-informed mental health professionals. We'll be sharing the link to enter that giveaway in a little bit, so stay tuned. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, David and Bonnie. It's a privilege to be here.
It's nice to have you, Peter.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Can you tell us a little bit about your professional background and what really shifted you on this path? I know David mentioned a little in your intro, but I'm curious to go a little deeper with that.
Not a problem. I started off, my life as a mechanic, and I did that for 15 plus years. ASE Master Tech, very, in the environment, working on cars every day, dealing with people, all that fun stuff. Went back to school, and then I started working as an engineering technician for a semiconductor company. Been doing that for approximately 20 years now. About 6 to 8 years ago, I started having a crisis in family, and that really shifted my life and my perspectives. I ended up having to look deeper inside to understand what was going on and had to deal with the stresses of, let's just say, family shifts. And it was very, as we're talking now, traumatic. A lot of stress, a lot of trauma, and a lot of things I had to deal with internally. I ended up reading books on from Brian Weiss, Michael Newton, on the life between life, life after death, and just understanding the energies and the perspective of people that have come back and the regressions on those people. After reading all this, I'm looking at myself going, okay, there's far more to us than we've been taught and we understand. So I ended up on this rabbit hole of understanding, okay, I was a mechanic. I'm an engineer. I work for a semiconductor company, and I'm understanding things and trying to explore things that are literally not part of the logical construct of what I do. So I ended up looking into Slim Sperling's work, and that's tensor technology. In the early 90s, he came out with these tensor rings, and it's based off of, John Archibald Wheeler's scientific discovery in 1957. This is a nuclear physicist, part of the, the A-bomb project. I mean, he's just very known. And he coined the phrase black hole. This was this gentleman here. I mean, he's part of our narrative, part of the scientific structure that we have. And Slim Sperling did more work, and he had the tensor technology, his tensor rings tested at Lockheed Martin and another scientific lab in Germany. And the tensor rings he was producing were showing physical resonance at 144 megahertz. And the studies that they showed was this is producing energy at an extremely high level. It was a room temperature superconductor that they really had no idea how to manage. So in our scientific understanding, it was there, but they didn't know how to deal with it.
If I can share my experience and help just one person, or help one person help somebody else, that's what it's all about.
We're trying to break down the stigma. We're trying to share that there are great, effective resources out there.
Vulnerability is a strength. It's not a weakness.
What I've heard from all of the subjects in my film is that I think my story can help someone else.
And as police officers, we always want to go in, see problem, fix problem. And you can't do that with a mental health crisis. You have to see person and connect with person.
This sucks, but I'm going to have to embrace this suck. I don't like these cards, but these are the cards that I've been dealt, and I'm going to have to play them to the best of my ability, and I've been trying to do that for the last 10 years.
I'm putting all the pieces together here and thinking about how energy and your work might impact first responders. Can you talk a little bit about how you see that fitting in?
Okay. Slim had the one tensor ring, and he ended up producing 3 different tensor rings. One of them was emotional body, the heart, higher heart energy centers, and our energetic side of us, the side that we don't normally reconcile with. But we end up we end up holding energy, emotions in our physical body. So if we're dealing with, like, with, I'm sure the first responders understand this. It's like when you have a trauma and you're dealing with things, your body will put that energy, if you don't deal with it, someplace, whether it's a shoulder, elbow, hip, knee, ankle, wherever, it'll put it someplace where it will not hurt you. It'll cause damage over time because you're not managing that energy, because we're energetic beings and we've never been taught how to manage our emotional energy. You know, I'm saying the word energy a lot, but it's just, it is what we are. And what happened was, is I ended up migrating pendants, utilizing that lost qubit, that tensor ring that works in emotional energies. And I ended up creating pendants based on that. And when you put it on, you can feel it. You immediately feel a sense of calmness and energy overcoming over you. The energy field is actually protective. So it creates a shielding effect. With the turquoise is a calming effect. Selenite is a clearing of your energy field as you wear it. And the green mica in it is emotional clearing. So you're wearing a pendant that actually, with the tensor ring itself, is emotional clearing. But you're wearing crystals that are actually amplified by that as well.
So we find that a lot of first responders are typically empathetic, compassionate people. Maybe that's what draws them to be of service as a responder. And we're talking about energy here a lot. And a lot of us have certainly experienced highly charged energy at emergency incidents. What do we need to know about that? And, like, you know, can people be sensitive to other people's emotions and other people's energy and be impacted by that?
Yes. Most, you know, in general public, most people will understand energy as going into, you know, like a large conference or going into like a big box store and with a lot of people, especially around the holidays, you feel the energy. Everybody's anxious. They got to get going. I have a time schedule. I got to get all this done. Got to get back. Got to do this. And you can feel the anxiety, the anxiousness and everything of everybody else's energy in the room. And with first responders, you're going to get people that, you know, the individual responding to whatever the situation is, you have an emotional impact at that moment for the individual that's actually just had an issue, whether it's, you know, a police responding to whatever or a firefighter responding to an accident. You have emotional, and they are in such an emotional state that they are projecting energy out at an enormous rate. And when you're actually dealing with people like that, and those individuals going through that particular trauma, those people actually have an energy spot. That's where they, you know, if you're looking back at a memory of that, they'll sit there and they can remember everything on that incident. Unless it's blocked, they will remember everything, the smell, the feel, the heat, the cold. They'll remember every particular nuance of that. That's the energy that they left in that particular moment. Right now, you have first responders coming in to these individuals that are projecting all this energy, and they're absorbing it if they're not protecting their own particular energy field. So what these tools will help with.
I would go to certain calls, whether it was a domestic dispute or someone who'd just been involved in a very, you know, violent car accident, or someone whose, you know, house is on fire. They get so emotionally charged, and I really felt like it was important to protect myself and for my crew to be protected from that energy, because it seems like if you hold on to that and carry it with you, not only do you perhaps project it on other people, but it could manifest into something, you know, like an illness or sleeplessness or a mental condition.
I know, Bonnie, you had mentioned something before we started about the energy vampires. This will create a shielding effect. You know, the Metatron pendant creates a direct shield. The Michael has a shield, but it has a couple other crystals in it to give you more benefit from that shielding effect and help calm your energy field. And the PTSD is just one step above that. You have the shielding effect, the calming effect, but it also has the healing and clearing effect. You know, these are not going to replace, you know, going to a doctor and healing, but these will give you tools to help you from being bombarded with everything else going around you.
Right. No, and we talk about that as trauma therapists. We talk about these energy vampires, people in your life or around you that will just take all of the positivity away if they could, because they don't have their own. So more food for thought.
Yeah, it's when you're in a trauma situation, the individual that you're there to help, they turn into an energy vampire, and it's not intentional.
Right.
They're there. They need help, and they're reaching out in the only way they know how at that time, and they don't realize they're doing it in an energetic fashion, but they are.
Right.
You know, it's just that. It right. becomes a side effect of what's going on at the moment.
Yeah, and we're typically, you know, our role is to de-escalate the energy and de-escalate the incident, de-escalate the drama. Again, this may be, you know, very helpful in keeping us in a place where we can do that.
Yeah, it keeps the individual that's in response in responding to it from having to respond emotionally to
or
their
react.
Trauma. Yeah, reacting to their trauma yeah. versus just reacting to the problem or the situation at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll allow you to stay focused on what you're dealing with versus responding to the problem that you're dealing with and the individual's energy. So it allows you to focus easier.
A little bit later, we're going to be giving away 5 of Peter's amazing pendants. You can see one in the lower right corner of his screen there. And it'll be to 5 first responders chosen at random. So keep watching for details on how to enter that giveaway. And Bonnie, why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, I wanted to add to what you just said, which is that, and this is a little bit unspoken, but known by first responders themselves, but let's talk about the negative energy that we sometimes have at our agency or our mm-hmm. department or from our colleagues who don't manage their own emotions or energy or mood in a way that would be helpful to all of us, right? So
yeah.
I think as first responders, you come into the work sensitive as it is, and you feel that energy and you feel these emotions. And if you're not properly putting up a boundary to your energy field or your own emotions, it's just going to spill over and it's going to create havoc inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how does someone sharpen that energy boundary with others?
I learned how these really work for me working in the semiconductor energy, in the semiconductor field is that field is full of left brain, super logical, and they have no understanding of energy and their projection of their field. But the easiest way to understand it is their personality, their A-type personality is projecting out. You go into a conference room with a bunch of A-types, and you're bombarded with all of this different type of energy. So the tools like the anklets and like the pendant on screen, the Michael, those actually help protect you from that particular bombardment of energy, they're trying to give you their thoughts and this is how they feel about it. And that becomes, it impacts you and your performance of your job. You can't focus on what you need to do when you're trying to manage the energy of others.
What is Energies of Service, your business entity, and why do you want to get these pendants to first responders?
Energies of Service was the name that I gave the company 5 years ago when I started it. It was just like the tools that I, because the first tool that came to it was actually from Archangel Metatron, and it was the anklet. And he gave me the instructions on how to put it together, and it was to help others protect your own energy field from other people's energy, whether it's individual or location or even the energy of the planet. Because we're in, when you have like a 9/11 moment, the entire planet is looking at it and the emotional energy of literally everybody on the planet is becoming overwhelming. So this type of a tool was actually there to help protect you and your energy from others. So that's where the first tool came from. And at that point, I was like, okay, these are energy, you know, the tools are for others. This is to get out to people. And the tools I've created are basically angelic projections out. So it's, you know, they wouldn't be giving me this information on how to protect other, you know, how to protect your own energy, you know, if I was doing anything on a negative. So it was like, this is an energy of service. So I'm being of service to as much as I can for others. And, you know, and it's come into a logical turn where I'm trying to be of service of those that are being of service to everybody else. So first responders are being of service to everybody. So they came in with this, either it's emotional, empathic, or just drive to make sure other people are safe or, you know, just protected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Energies of Service is, you know, initially came from.
I think what's great is that we try to offer first responders not only psychoeducation, but we try to give them strategies and tools that they can put in their tool belt. So, you know, someone who's listening may say, okay, that is not for me, but here's another thing that is. And I think what's great is we're offering yet another tool that people can look at and say, wow, that really speaks to me. That's something I think I need to really pay attention to and do something about. So I view it as part of the bigger picture.
Yes,
exactly. And I'd love for you to show everybody a closer look at your pendants and the anklet and talk about them a little more. So in a few minutes, we'll be giving you the URL for the sign up to enter for the giveaway for Peter's pendants. We'll be giving away 5 to first responders. And in the meantime, Peter, please show us a closer look at your pendants and give us a little insight into what they what they're intended to do.
Okay. This one is the Archangel Michael pendant. Now, in the bottom center are 5 different crystals that are actually designed to create an energy shielding effect. Those 5 crystals are tanzanite, morganite, lapis lazuli, tiger eye, and black onyx. And that was part of the Archangel Metatron transmission that I got. And that will actually create an energy shielding effect for you and anybody that wears the pendant. And on one side, you have the blue, that's turquoise. That creates a calming effect, among other things turquoise does. Turquoise is a very useful crystal to use. You have the selenite in the middle ring, which is energy clearing. A lot of people that work in energy in an energy environment, Reiki and such like that, they'll actually use selenite to clear energy of a room. Great. So this actually helps clear your energy as you're wearing it, because you're wearing it right around your heart. So it's going to help clear your energy of dealing with things emotionally with your heart. And then the green stone on the left-hand side is green mica, and that one is a very much a heart stone, but it helps clear the path for emotional issues and stuff like that. So when you're wearing this one, it almost feels like you're literally have Archangel Michael around you. So this one is a very powerful tool. This one is the most popular tool I have. It's extremely impactful for those that can understand and feel it. Mm-hmm. One of the things I found is if you can't feel it right away, you wear it and then actually just take inventory of how you feel when you first start wearing it. And then take inventory like a week or two later, and you'll notice there is a difference in how you feel and how you are responding to others and how things, you know, are in your life at that point. You'll notice there is a difference whether you can feel it or not. It's really impactful on that particular side of things.
You also have amazing packaging that these pendants are sent in. If you want to talk about that as well, I don't know if you have any samples to show us, but certainly was very impressed with the quality.
Yes, we have the packaging is actually really interesting. It's actually it's actually kind of big for the screen here. It's actually a rosewood package that comes in. It's actually a necklace package that comes in, and that's what the pendants do come in. Mm-hmm. So that's those. And the anklets come in a watch box. It's very similar to that.
Can you talk about the anklet a little bit and what the reasoning behind an anklet actually is too?
So we have to go into a little bit more on the energy side of things if we're talking about the anklet. So we can definitely do that. So we'll zoom out a little bit on this. This is an anklet. This is actually mine. And I wear these anytime I leave the house. This is the channeled message I got from Archangel Metatron, where you have to use a tensor ring as its frame, using those same 5 crystals inside of that, and then covered it in a copper mesh. And as I mentioned, the intention of it is to keep your vibration yours. The tensor ring that it's created from is a unity ring, and this tensor ring creates a grounding effect, so you feel grounded. And the energy of, how do you want to put it? It's when you put them on, you almost feel like your feet are in the ground. It's really interesting on how that feels. The other attribute for these tensor rings is actually balancing of your chakras. So you keep your energy on all of your energy fields actually balanced. So I know this is a lot of energy work stuff, but it's they're very palpable. This is one of the tools that I go to conferences with, and people, the minute they put them on, they feel it. It's one of those ones you put it on, it's like, okay. The first thing they feel is, I think my feet feel like they're in the ground. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay. So at that point, how does the room sound? And then people are like, well, it sounds quieter. But the audio hasn't changed. It's the actual emotional energy that they're feeling is now gone.
So as a trauma therapist, I'm translating that into trauma terms. And when you're saying their feet feel like they're in the ground, to me, that feels like they're grounded. And a lot of times, first responders are not grounded. They're very much in the past or the future, or they're dissociating, or they're on calls and they're not really thinking about how they're feeling. So I like the fact that what you're describing is a feeling of being grounded. And that's a lot of what we do with trauma work and first responders, so that they can be more present in their body and in their psyche to know what's happening.
Yes. To coincide exactly with what you're saying, this is what it helps with right here. And the energy shielding effect that the anklets do, it basically, if you, let's, I'm going to get in a little energy woo-woo here, but if you know, if you've looked at any of these images where you see the seven chakra points and you see this Taurus donut energy field around like image of a body. Mm-hmm. Now, that is our energy field. Now, figure that, and you just figure you cap the top and bottom of it. So it's no longer a torus. It's now actually a sphere or an oval energy field. Your energy is now circulating inside of that field, and you're no longer being hit by any of the energies outside of that field. So you can actually be protected at this layer from anybody else's energy, the environmental energy, whether it's actually at your work environment or at a, you know, at the site of an incident. So the anklets are extremely powerful. As you were saying, it's like you have the grounding effect, keeps you in the moment. It protects your energy field so you can actually maintain your focus on what you're doing instead of being emotionally shifted by whatever's going on. And then you'd actually, if you put on a pendant on top of that, you have a second layer of shielding, and crystals inside of the pendant to actually keep your actual energy field very neutral and balanced.
We're going to give details on the giveaway in a few minutes, but while you're talking about the pendants and the anklet, can you tell people where they can find this, find your online store, and is there some kind of discount you're offering to first responders for buying these?
Absolutely. It's energiesofservice.com, all one word, energiesofservice.com, and the coupon code is on screen, is responders1st. That gives you 25% off of everything in the store for first responders. I really want to put a discount in for everybody that's actually doing this work. It's very meaningful for me.
Great. Well, thank you, Peter. That's generous. And I know you have another one that's specifically for PTSD. Is that the one right there?
This is the post-traumatic stress healing pendant. This one I ended up getting a message for it is called the Archangel Shamuel, and it helps you understand who you are. So when you're like, as we talked about, the energy pushed of the environment in the moment, this tool actually has the same crystals that are actually in the Archangel Michael. So you have the shielding effect, you have the turquoise calming, the green mica heart healing, and the selenite clearing. But it has 10 more crystals in it that are specifically designed to release emotional stress, emotional traumas, and other aspects of that particular issue of, you know, the emotional, the baggage that we're holding on to. It allows you to release and let go. And personally, I've worn this one for a couple weeks just to experience the understanding of it. And no matter what kind of information I'm receiving emotionally, positive, negative, I was actually very baseline. It was really interesting to understand and feel. It would be like your energy is very stable. And at the point, what will happen is you get something that gets overexciting, your energy field goes up a little bit and then come back down. You don't necessarily spike into a full emotional response or dive down into a total negative response as you're trying to deal with a negative issue. This pendant is extremely balancing as far as your energy is concerned and how you respond emotionally.
Okay. And that one is called?
This one is actually called Archangel Shamuel.
Okay.
And it's the PTSH, the Post-Traumatic Stress Healing Pendant.
Are there any kind of mantras or energy clearing statements that you find are helpful for people to use, either in conjunction or to sort of set up a good foundation for these pendants?
Not necessarily for the pendants, but from my own personal experience, I found one thing that helped me recenter myself, and it helped me realize that, you know, we are more than what we are physically experiencing. And it was actually it's Aham Prema, and it means I am divine light. And basically, as I'm dealing with things and going through, and when I first started working on the tools, I would just have that mantra going around in my head constantly as I was doing the work. It allowed me to actually, you know, refocus, and it kept my mind clear. You know, it's really interesting on that aspect of what that mantra did for me specifically. And it helps you focus on, it's like, okay, it puts the focus back on me and focus back on you. It's like, I am divine light. And it allows you to actually say that to yourself over and over and over again. That helps reinforce who you are and not necessarily dealing with other baggage and other things going on in your life, because there's always something going on. It's personal, or it's work, or it's you're dealing with a situation for a first responder. There's always something there happening. So we need to actually make sure that we're staying or keeping ourselves balanced. So for me, that's what helped me, was Aham Prama.
So we deal with this a lot with first responders with EMDR therapy, which is the kind of trauma therapy Stacy and I both do. And, you know, people are very skeptical of it. They think it's some kind of strange magic. They think it's woo-woo. Yep. I guess, you know, my question to you is, if someone's listening right now and feeling skeptical or thinking like, what on earth are they talking about here? What would you say to that person if you had the opportunity?
If they're very skeptical, depending on what the aspect of it would be, if they're skeptical of what we're talking about this very second, like the mantra, I would say, okay, I fully accept your skepticism in it, because I was there. I really was there. And you have to allow yourself the ability, or you have to give yourself the space. So you're going to have to put the skepticism aside for a minute and just try it. You know, just sit down for a while and just have that mantra going back in your head. Just sit it down for half an hour and, you know, basically do a stock inventory of how you feel before, right? It's like, write some notes down how you're feeling right now. And then, okay, I surrender to it for a minute and listen, okay, Aham Prama, and just do that for half an hour if you have time. And when you're done, just relax into it or whatever, and then write down again how you're feeling. You know, give yourself the time. You have to allow yourself the time to process and heal and let the energy balance in your body. We have a lot of energy in our body. We just do. And allowing it to balance itself out, you can feel the difference when you're done with it. And a lot of times I don't feel it right now. I understand. I get that. The issue is, you're not allowing. A lot of times when people are when I'm dealing with folks at conferences and stuff like that, when they, well, I don't feel that pendant. I'm like, well, I respect your understanding. I really, really do. You have been trained since birth that the physical body is all we are. Everything else is non-existent, right? You go to church and you believe in God, and that's about as far out as we're going to go, right? We believe in Jesus and the Christ, all that energy. We understand the religious side effect, right? We understand those things. But when we focus specifically on the religion side of things, it puts us into a box that we can't understand anything outside that box. So you have to put the ego away for a minute and just see, feel, and understand. It takes time. It really does take time to overcome the blockages we've been trained into from birth.
Yeah. I would say we're also in unprecedented times of what's going on in our world. And maybe it's time to be open to some other, you know, trying other things anyway, at least give it a shot. Maybe, as we said earlier, not everything's going to resonate with everybody, but you might find one or two things that work in your toolbox, tool belt, and try it, you know. We need to, we all need to kind of move forward in this difficult, collective place that we're at, with a lot of suffering, a lot of suicide, a lot of substance abuse, and especially our mission here in this show is to help first responders be the best they can at doing their job and being of service to others. So, without any further ado, let's talk about the giveaway because it's very exciting. Absolutely. Peter has generously offered 5 pendants to first responders, and we'll be choosing them at random. We're defining a first responder as firefighter, police officer, EMT paramedic, dispatcher, or a trauma-informed mental health professional. And the entry form is going to go live for a limited time when this episode premieres. And if you want to enter the giveaway, we invite you to go to respondertv.com for the rules and the entry form. Sign up, and then we'll be choosing 5 winners at random of these beautiful pendants that Peter's created. So, Peter, speaking of therapists, are therapists using your rings? I know we have some folks in our audience who are mental health professionals. Like, are they using them, and how do they affect trauma and emotions in that setting?
Yes, I have a few folks working with people, working on trauma and energy. If we focus on, so the emotional energies that we're dealing with is exactly that, they are energy. And we need to actually manage the energy of those emotions. I mean, you can tell it's an energy form when you actually have a more intense, emotional response. You can feel your body shift, completely change. Mm-hmm. So you know there's an energy shift in that particular form. There are 2 rings that I usually, work together with folks and have people utilize these in their practice. Whether it's if they're doing, let's say, talking with people and they're sitting in a chair, talking through issues. You would put these rings underneath the individual sitting there going through the session. The rings are like the lost qubit, which is the emotional one. That one there, we've actually done this at conferences where we put this ring underneath chairs where Vivian was doing some work and I was doing work here, and the ring would be underneath the chair. People would sit down in the chair, and if they had any emotional things in their life that was right there on the top, they would immediately start breaking down. It was within 5 seconds of sitting inside that ring. It was that powerful. Mm-hmm. So the ring does do that work for you. It actually pushes out the emotion that you need to actually manage and take care of. So that ring is one of those that we actually have people working with, especially with dealing with emotional traumas. The other ring is the unity ring, the one I was talking about with grounding. Mm-hmm. When you put the emotional ring and the unity ring together, it's not so much the grounding effect, it's the balancing of your chakra energies that actually counteract or balance off the energy of the emotional ring. So instead of actually just gushing out and dealing with that emotion like super fast, it creates a more of a calm release of those emotional traumas. So you can actually manage it to release without just completely breaking down. So
I have an interesting thought. There's a lot of work with pets and first responders, right? There are a lot of therapy dogs and things like that. Have there been any experiments or work done on allowing some of the dogs to use these pendants to protect themselves from, obviously not an awareness of energy, but we know that the physical energy is there for the pets too. And if any therapy dog handler will talk to you about that.
I've created a Archangel Michael pendant, a little one, for a dog, and it was received very well. The animal loved it completely. As far as the tensor rings, we have, like behind me, we have a pyramid for energy healing, and we have the large tensor rings on top of that. We have cats. So the cats go in there. When there's no clients in the room, the cats are in it. They absolutely love the tensor energy. And they sleep in it all day long if they could.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation, and just want to remind everyone that the giveaway for Peter's pendants is going live as of the premiere of this broadcast. Just go to ResponderTV.com. Peter, you've been very generous with your time and sharing your mission with us. Again, share with us where people can find you and what you would love them to know about Energies of Service.
Well, it's energiesofservice.com. And that is my website. We're redeveloping it right now. We're rolling out a new one here in a couple of weeks, because we had a crash and we basically limped it back together here trying to make things work. That's Murphy's Law. But what I'm trying to do is get the tools out to anybody that is willing to understand or try to understand who they are and the energies that they're dealing with. And it only takes a few people, really. Once you actually get it out into the environment and you have individuals using it, it's like you'll start seeing people look at recognizing it or understanding it, or the way the individual that has wearing it, how they're responding and how they're behaving with their entire group. And then that will start spreading. And this is what we need to do, is get people to understand this is actually a tool to help, you know, basically get you through life without actually being bombarded by everything else going on around us. I mean, as we've talked about, it's right now we're going through a major shift where political agendas and the constructs that we're living with are kind of breaking down. So a lot of times the first responders have been at the front lines of everything going on. And this is actually, you know, these tools can help. The little video you showed there, it was actually showing how even the call center people managing their energy and their absorption of other people's emotions over the phone, and how they deal with it. This could help them. These tools are there to actually manage the emotional energy that's absorbed.
Fantastic. Well, Peter Benson, thank you so much for what you're doing. If nothing else, these are absolutely beautiful pieces of art and amazing creations. And I'm sure that there are people out there that will benefit from all your what you've created here. So thanks for being with us, sharing your mission and your message, and wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Bonnie, for having me.
Thank you, Peter. Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you too, Bonnie. Thank you.
Remember to go to our YouTube channel for subscribing. It's Responder Resilience. We're on Facebook, Responder Wellness Inc., bbsradio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Our website is respondertv.com for past episodes and guest information. Till the next time, stay safe, be kind to yourself. Take care.